Hello, everybody out there on farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why a farmer is rising for a 15-hour day, and a trucker is beginning a 5-day journey, and ADM is turning corn and wheat, soy and cocoa beans into your favorite foods. Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why so many work so long and take their job to heart. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. The vision of what the 2007 Farm Bill and the Doha Trade Agreement might look like is more clouded every day. To start the ball rolling, Trade Ambassador Rob Portman said, "The United States is willing to cut our trade distorting domestic subsidies by 60%. Well, for those of us in farming, that offer made us sit up and take notice. But if market access is great enough, it might work." Well, that's when France spoke up and put the European Union on notice that France would not accept that kind of market access. And so, of course, the European Union offered a puny 46% reduction in their tariff rates. And after analysis, that appears to be just a punier 39%. Also, they insist on protecting a number of sensitive products, including beef, poultry, and, of course, sugar. And then finally, European Trade Commissioner Peter Mandelson said, "This is Europe's bottom line. Well, the global trade negotiations and our farm bill are joined at the hip. The U.S. Congress will not give up anything if we cannot get adequate market access. That's our bargaining position." Senate Ag Committee Chairman Chambliss stated, "U.S. should agree to reduce trade-distorting supports in exchange for market access." And I'm saying that the Ag Committee will insist that we get market access in exchange for farm program reform or no deal. I had breakfast with Senator Lugar, an old hand, as a former chairman of the Senate Ag Committee. He believes that trade expansion is our best hope, but is not pleased with the European position. And given what I see right now, I don't think the Doha trade round is going to be revolutionary. And so our farm program reform will not be revolutionary. It'll be evolutionary, as it has been for 40 years. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.